When it comes to cookbooks, most of them line up the familiar grouping of recipes: breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, and maybe a cooking tip or two. But one new local cookbook looks less at straight-ahead recipes and more at practical cooking techniques. Titled The Chef Within, the Breakfast Edition, this cookbook by local chef Joyce Dowdy focuses on the basic techniques of breakfast dishes and encourages the reader to create their own recipes based on what they have on hand in the pantry. You may remember Dowdy from her 17-year program Food for Thought that aired on Boise State Public Radio, or maybe her 5 years as the owner and head chef at Dowdy's Bistro in Boise. She's also recently been an underwriter on KBSX. Dowdy sat down with Samantha Wright to talk about her vision for the cookbook.
The idea is to wean you away from recipes and get you thinking like a chef would in their kitchen. And so what I try to do to make that happen is give you base recipes and then ideas of how you might customize it, you know, depending on the ingredients you have on hand. So that's sort of the basis for the book. And hopefully, as you use it more and more and make notes in the side panels, you'll learn to trust your instincts, right? And develop that sort of creative side like a chef would have.
So why did you start with breakfast?
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, you know, right?
Yes.
And I love breakfast, but more importantly, it's great to practice with an easy meal. The ingredients used in breakfast are, you know, flour, eggs, milk, inexpensive ingredients so you can afford to make mistakes. If you can master some of the easier cooking techniques, then at some point we'll advance to dinner where it's a little more challenging. And I think breakfast is a good place to learn and gain some confidence.
Well, I love some of the things that are in here. I was looking in here today, and you actually have a tip on how to center the yolk in a hard-boiled egg so you have the perfect yolk inside the egg when you're done. I thought that was fantastic.
Well, and that's only, you wouldn't care about that if you were just having a hard-boiled egg for breakfast. But if you're making appetizers for some event and you need to do deviled eggs, then it really does help to have that yolk centered so that you're working with even edges. It seems silly, but there is an application for that.
I thought it was great. And then I also learned that crepes, you don't have to use wax paper in between the crepes. How did I miss that?
I don't know. I don't know why books tell you to do that. There really is no purpose in it. There's enough fat in the actual crepe that you don't need paper to separate it. They just won't stick to themselves. Please try that sometime. You'll be amazed.
What are you hoping people take away with this book?
I hope that people each day, instead of going to a recipe for their meals, I hope that they look inside their fridge and their pantry and they see what's in there and what needs to be used. And they feel empowered, I guess, to walk to those places and say, wow, if I used this and this, I could use this up and I think they'd go great together and I could have a meal and I wouldn't have to make a trip to the store to get groceries. I would love for people to feel that way. That would be a huge success.
And to feel confident enough in the basics to experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have a lot of great experimenting in here.
Mm-hmm. And you noticed too in the book that there are columns for your notes. And when you make something, let's face it, we're going to have successes and we're going to have failures. So if you make those notes and record what you did and how it turned out, then you can sort of build on that the next time you go in and try something. And that's another thing, Samantha, people have to learn to trust what they like. No one should tell you what combinations you should make of something or what is right and what is wrong in the kitchen. If you've had good experiences doing something a certain way, stick with that. Trust in it. And things that you hear from other people, you should always try and ponder. Try to incorporate them into what you're doing if it all makes sense to you. So that's a big part of working in a kitchen.
Chef Joyce Dowdy says she's planning to combine lunch and dinner in her next cookbook in the Chef Within series. You can find out more about her cookbook at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.